It is time for another edition of the Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com. One place to go to find out what's going on, what's been going on, and what is coming up in our area. Also, a great chronological calendar of coming events at the front page of their website. And we bring in Mark Williams right now. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Marshall. It seems that we're in the middle of midwinter, but things are hotting up here as far as I can see. There are so many good, really big events this week. I think there's got something for everybody to talk about this week.
Well, why don't we kick it off, seeing as it's in actually early throes of winter, believe it or not, with three garden-related events, which will kick us off today.
Yeah, well, you know, the gardeners get planning in the winter, and so some of the garden centers are really actually very active at the moment. The Berkshire Botanical Garden, I'll start off with two at the Berkshire Botanical Garden and then come back to somewhere else. So there's firstly on Wednesday, February the 7th, and of course the Berkshire Botanical Garden's in Stockbridge. So up there, they've got a class which is called Herbal Extractions, Making Herbal-Infused Oils, Vinegars, and Tinctures. Now, it's being led by Jamie Samowitz, who's actually she works at the Botanical Garden. She's the Director of Youth Outreach Education, and she's one of the co-directors of the Roots Rising at Berkshire Botanical Garden. Anyway, she's a home herbalist, and she's in training currently with the David Winston Center for Herbal Studies. And so she's using this expertise that she's gaining to lead this class. And it looks really interesting because you have a chance to check out now what those herbs that you can infuse into oils and vinegars and alcohol. So you can do that now, check out her class, and then plant the right herbs and other plants, I'm assuming, that you can sort of extract the healthcare from. And the whole point about this is not just a question of perfumes, and fragrances, but it's medicinal qualities of some of these oils and vinegars and tinctures as well. So there will be a chance to make some spice bitters in the class, so you'll actually get some hands-on experience. So it's great. It sounds like it's going to be a really interesting thing, and it will set you up for the summer as well. Starts at 6:30 in the evening. That's at on Wednesday, February the 7th, at the Berkshire Botanical Garden. And then on Saturday at the Berkshire Botanical Garden, there's another class. And this one struck me as really important because it's we have a lot of really large trees, and some of them are in pretty poor health on our property. And there's going to be a Tree Care for Gardeners and Homeowners talk and discussion led by Tom Ingersoll, who, and if you've been through Sheffield, you've seen the Ingersoll Land Care Company, which is located down there in Sheffield. And he has a whole series of public and private clients throughout the tri-state region there for trees. And so he is going to be, and by the way, he's also on the Berkshire Botanical Garden board, so he really knows what he's talking about. So anyway, the whole point is that this is not a class for people who need to scale trees or use a chainsaw or whatever it is. No, the class is really to teach property owners, gardeners, how to understand what's going on in their plants, in the trees in the landscape, basic tree biology, obviously a bit of identification as well, but also how the tree works in the ecosystem, what plants to have around it, how to plant it, how to site it, all those sort of considerations, how to prune, fertilization, pest identification, those type of things, which I think would be really, and frankly, the reason it caught my eye was as much because it will be useful for me, but I think if it's useful for me, it will be useful for a whole lot of other people as well. So that's, again, at the Berkshire Botanical Garden on next Saturday, February the 10th, and check out the website for all the times and details, and you probably have to sign up because these classes are going to be popular. And then if I can go back to a third event, which will be, I think, interesting for gardeners. This one is down in Rhinecliff on Thursday, February the 8th at the Morton Memorial Library. And they're holding the Morton Seed Library Kickoff and Seed Swap. And we've talked about this in past years, and it's a really wonderful idea. People go along to the Morton Library. They share their experiences as a gardener, and if they are seed people, and a lot of people keep their seeds and save their seeds for planting themselves, but this is an opportunity to go along and to swap seeds and talk to other gardeners about how they do this. And it's all overseen. It's all the person there who really is the expert is Ken Green. And he was the pioneer and I guess the one of the co-founders of the Hudson Valley Seed Company. And this is really a great example of how you can have a little idea, you love doing something, and then it turns into a great business. So it started off with the Hudson Valley Seed Library, where they were literally putting seeds into a library, and so that they preserved, you know, some Hudson Valley species one way and another. And it's now become the Hudson Valley Seed Company, and it's been built over 8 years. They really started this business where they find seeds. In many cases, they source them locally from their own farm themselves, or they work with other local farmers and farmers in other regions around the area, and they really have all sorts of heirloom flowers, they're all open pollinated seeds, vegetables, flowers, herbs, all that type of thing. So he is a real expert. He's going to be there at the Morton Memorial Library. It starts on it's Thursday, February the 8th, and it starts at 6:30 in the evening. So again, it's an opportunity to do a little bit of planning ahead of the summer one way and another.
Well, let us move on. On February 8th in Rhinebeck, the gallery at Rhinebeck, the first 2018 Hudson Valley Celebrity Series event featuring Paul Sparrow.
Yes, yeah. You know, the gallery at Rhinebeck has only came started last year. We love it. It's and we talked about it last year because it was really interesting to talk about the startup. It's a non-profit, community-based membership art gallery and performance space. It's right there in downtown Rhinebeck. And although actually they're based in Rhinebeck, the gallery serves the entire Hudson Valley area and presents artists from Dutchess and Columbia County as well. And by the way, it has artists from Connecticut as well. So it's a lovely resource for the community. And what they do is they have this series of lectures. The first in the 2018 series is on Thursday, February the 8th. What they've done is it's going to be featuring Paul Sparrow, who is the director of the FDR Library. Is also particularly interesting because he's been an Emmy award-winning journalist and filmmaker as well. So I'm sure he'll talk a bit about the library because obviously that's his job. But in the past, I'm sure he will be able to bring to some interesting stories about his past as a journalist and filmmaker as well. That's at 7 o'clock on Thursday, February the 8th at the gallery in Rhinebeck.
We will move on to Williamstown, Williams College, the Sullivan Fortner Trio.
Yeah, now it's interesting. This region, our region, is going to see some really big jazz events over the next few weeks. In fact, actually, if you read Rural Intelligence this week, there's a big story about very ambitious plans that Hudson Hall has for a jazz festival starting on the February the 16th. And so we can talk about that more next week, because I think we'll have more details on who's playing. But in the meantime, if you want to get a taste, there are a couple of events this week which will be really interesting. The first is on Thursday the 8th up in Williamstown, because Williams College is hosting the Sullivan Fortner Trio, led by Sullivan Joseph Fortner Jr. Now, if you're a jazz fan, I don't really need to talk much about him, but if you don't know jazz, he really is considered one of the top jazz pianists of his generation, and he's got tremendous technique, but he's also a great live performer, which makes it much more fun. The other thing that he does is he brings the blues and jazz together, particularly through improvisation. So really interesting. He was from New Orleans. He studied and performed with the Marsalis family, with Donald Harrison, Nicholas Payton, and others. The concert's going to be in the Brooks Rogers Recital Hall on the college campus. And the lovely thing is that it is free and open to the public. It starts at 8 o'clock, again, on Thursday, February the 8th, up in Williams College. So definitely, if you're a jazz fan, this will lead you into a busy few weeks.
Stockbridge on February 9th, the Red Lion Inn.
Well, yeah, I have to do this because I love to go to wine dinners because you get great food and great tastings of some fantastic wines. It helps you, if you're going to buy a few bottles of wine, to actually taste the wines as you're eating, which really gives you a much better chance to find out what they like. And they're usually all very reasonably priced. And this event on Friday, February the 9th, at the Red Lion Inn, also gives you an opportunity to meet a chef, because the big news at the Red Lion is that they have a new executive chef, Max Kipperman. And he's going to be one of the hosts, along with Brian Alberg, who everyone knows, who's really important in our area. And they're having a new California wine dinner. It's going to be a tasting of wine producers from the Santa Cruz area, from Petaluma, Sonoma, Santa Barbara. It all starts at 6:30 in the evening with a sparkling wine reception and hors d'oeuvres, and then you actually sit down for dinner around 7 o'clock. So that is at the Red Lion Inn. Again, obviously you have to sign up for it. It's going to be really popular, but you can go to the Red Lion website and get all the details from there. And of course, you can click through from Rural Intelligence as well.
IS 183 Art School has their Arts Night Out on February 9th.
Well, I slipped this one in because it's going to be a really interesting person leading it. This week, we interviewed Laura Tupper for our Rural We story. She is really fascinating. She's having a really busy time with it at the moment, because last week she released her first full-length CD, which is called This Dance. And it's a mixture of her favorite jazz and pop tunes. And in addition, she's also the author of 1001 Nights, which is an autobiographical novel about entertainers on a cruise ship, they were all abroad. It's because she was an entertainer on a cruise ship. In the past, she's taught creative writing at Rutgers. She now is very involved in presenting these writers' workshops and retreats in our area. Anyway, you can read all about her on Rural Intelligence this week. But with Valentine's Day coming up, she's getting together with IS 183 and is getting is having this event, which is really a fun class, I guess they're calling it, called Arts Night Out, six-word memoirs on love and heartbreak. And the idea is that by using the tales from this popular six-word memoir series, Laura's going to lead the group in composing their own brief memoirs, and it's all in time for, yes, you've got it, Valentine's Day coming up. So read our story, and if you're tempted, sign up to go to the class as well. It starts at 7 o'clock on Friday, February the 9th, at 7 o'clock in the evening on February the 9th.
We'll head over to Bard College on the 9th for Music and Words.
A little more jazz. The Fisher Center at Bard is the first performance of the Catskill Jazz Factory, and they're having three concerts in a winter series, and it's called Classical Jazz and Soul, a Musical Offering. And the idea is that this series is going to trace the American vocal tradition from 1860 through to today. It's all led by the pianist and composer, and I guess he's an educator as well, Damien Sneed. It starts at 7:30 in the evening, all at the Fisher Center at Bard College. So it will be very popular. That's Friday the 9th.
Well, a big weekend, February 9th, 10th, and 11th. That's Jump Fest, and that includes also a pancake breakfast on Sunday at the Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance Squad. But so much more, Mark.
Yes. Well, Frank, I couldn't believe they're hosting the 92nd year. Now, you've been for all 92nd, it was 92 years, haven't you?
Well, it seemed like it when I used to go out and cover it live because it was cold.
Yeah. Well, it's a big weekend, as I said, and there's a lot going. So on Friday the 9th, they're kicking off with those Friday Night Lights events, and it's the Target Ski Jumping Competition. That starts at 7 o'clock. But then, frankly, also what's great fun is the human dog sled racing. I was reading through the website and actually checked on the rules regarding the human dog sled racing, and it's quite hilarious. So that's great fun. That's on Friday night, the 9th. And then on Saturday, the 10th, they hold the Salisbury Invitational Ski Jump. So if you're not actually participating, you should go along and cheer. The junior jumpers on the 20 and 30 metered hills starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, but the big boys start practicing at 11 o'clock in the morning, and the competition starts at 1 o'clock. And as you say, there's so much to do around there because you can check out the bonfires and the beer and the food the cook shack and whatever it is. On Sunday, you can go and have your breakfast and whatever it is, but they're hosting the Eastern U.S. Ski Jumping Championships. These are the junior national hopefuls. They'll be skiing off and jumping off the big hill. So it's going to be pretty spectacular stuff to watch. And the competition starts, they start practicing at 11 and the actual competition starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So big week there in Salisbury. Should be absolutely great fun. Check out the website for all the times and places because there's so much going on. You'll have to check it out there on their website.
Another big event that people love to go to is coming up on February 10th, and that's the Sharon Audubon Center Introduction to Maple Sugaring Workshop that they hold.
Yeah, first of all, the Sharon Audubon Center does a lot of great work as well, and it's although you say we're right in the middle of winter, but of course soon we'll start, I guess the end of March, we'll start to see warmer days and those colder nights, which is really what you need for maple sugaring, and you need to start to put things in place now if you're going to tap your trees. And I thought that this was they were having this great maple sugaring workshop. So it will teach you what supplies you need to get started, how to tap trees, how to determine which trees to tap. The second part of the workshop will be how to put up sap lines, how to hang your buckets. All sorts of things like that, and it will be actually outside in the ground, so you really will get an opportunity to have some hands-on work and whatever it is. I must admit, I frankly prefer buying my maple syrup from our next-door neighbor, but nevertheless, if you've got some maple trees, it could be absolutely great fun to actually tap a few and really enjoy the fruits of your labor. So that's at the Audubon Center in Sharon. It starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday, February the 10th. I'm sure you'll have to sign up for it, but so go to the website and get all the full details there.
Also on the 10th in Germantown, Claremont State Historic Site has a sledding party.
Yeah. Well, they'd have this every year, and it is great fun. If you're wondering what to do with the kids, you can zip over to the Claremont State Historic Site, and it's a safe sledding party, so it's all done in a very safe way. But there's going to be a bonfire, there's going to be snowman building, and all sorts of refreshments. It's an opportunity to get the kids involved in something like a historic society as well. See that, you know, something that you don't just go to on special occasions. It is part of the community as well. And as I say, it's free, and it all starts at 12 o'clock, and it keeps the kids occupied and something to do on a Saturday afternoon with the children.
We will then move on to Stockbridge, the Norman Rockwell Museum on the 10th.
Well, there are a couple of big events this week, as you said, the ski jumps and a couple of things like that. And Norman Rockwell is having its opening event for its big exhibit, this which starts now and then goes through the summer. And it's called, it looks absolutely fabulous, it's called the Gloria Stoll Kahn Pulp Romance Show. And it's it really looks hilariously funny and fun. So Gloria Stoll Kahn is going to be celebrated for her contributions to pulp fiction industry in the 1940s. And she was one of the very few female illustrators who worked in this field of creating illustrations and covers for popular romance and dime store magazines. And so, you know, they really are hilarious, some of them. So it will, for that alone, it would be interesting to see. She was really in full spate from 1941 to 49. Her work appeared on the covers and in the pages of sort of things like Black Mask, Dime Mystery, Detective Tales, New Detective, All Love Story, Love's Short Stories, Love Novels, Romance, all sorts. I mean, it sounds, it really is fun. And we all remember those covers from, well, not from actually being there at the time, but, you know, seeing them in stores and bookshops and whatever it is. So that would be interesting in its own right. But the lovely thing is that Gloria is now in her 90s, and she is continuing to be an artist, not so much covers for books and whatever it is, but it's amazing. Anyway, she will be there when they have the show opening on Saturday, February the 10th. It starts at 5:30, so there'll be an opportunity. I'm sure there'll be some questions and opportunities to chat with her. But it looks like it's going to be a great, fun exhibition. And, of course, if you do miss this opening night, that's on Saturday the 10th, there will be, I think it's going to go on through the summer. So it will be an opportunity to enjoy another good show at the Norman Rockwell Museum.
And we will go to Oblong Books and Music on February 10th.
There are a couple of book events on the 10th, and I thought I'd mention them both in one go, because one is at Rhinebeck at Oblong Books and Music, because they've got the chief blogger for Barack Obama's 2008 campaign, who's Sam Graham Feldson, who's going to be there talking about his debut novel, which is called Green, and he's going to be talking to the author Adele Waldman. So they're doing a little talk. That's at 6 o'clock in the evening. That the book has been really well received, so I think that will be interesting. But of course, also on Saturday, February the 10th, in Hudson, at the Spotty Dog Books and Ale, they're having this month's installment of their really popular season, which is called Volume Reading and Music Series. And this week it's featuring three writers. There's Darcy Steinek, who wrote the book Jesus Saves and then Suicide Blonde, so some people will know from that. Nick Flynn's going to be there. He wrote a book which I loved, another Bullshit Night in Suck City, which has been really popular. And then Rebecca Godfrey is going to be there. She wrote The Torn Skirt, so some people will remember from that. So that starts at 7 o'clock in the evening, and then it's followed by a DJ set from Dawn Breeze afterwards. It's been a really popular series, and what's better than going in, enjoying a beer, listening to authors, and then having a bop afterwards and having a dance. So they're both on Saturday the 10th. The Oblong Books and Music is at 6 o'clock in the evening, and the Spotty Dogs at 7 o'clock in the evening.
And we can wrap things up at the Church of St. John of the Wilderness on Sunday, February 11th.
Yeah, I couldn't resist one, partly because of the name of this series, but it sounds like it's going to be some great music as well. So in Copake Hall, there's the Church of St. John in the Wilderness. Some musicians have got together and they've started the Winds in the Wilderness concert series, which is a lovely idea, the Winds in. Anyway, they're having a concert on Sunday, February the 11th, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. There's works by Bach, by John Myers, Astor Piazzolla. So there's a lot of beautiful music. If you're looking for a relaxing end to the weekend, on Sunday, February the 11th, 3 o'clock in the evening, this is your chance to pop into Copake. Again, you can find out the full details about what's going on at that concert at Rural Intelligence. There'll be can click through to their page on for the information on that there.
And that wraps up a very full winter week. Mark, we'll speak to you next week.
I look forward to it, Marshall. It's going to be busy.